As part of this exhibition of the library of Agudas Hasidic Chabad, we have devoted this display table for Sforim of the Rebbe's father, Hagoyen HaChosid HaMekubel, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok. Mainly are here displayed those Sforim that the Rebbetzin, the Rebbe's mother, the Rebbe's Nechane, brought to him to exile in the village of Chiali in Kazakhstan, where he was sentenced for 5 years for his running the Jewish activity in the city that he was of, in Yekaterinoslav. He was sent to exile for 5 years, and the Rebbe's mother, Rebbe Zohane, went to stay with him to give him the ability to survive. He survived there for the 5 years. Then, with the Oifen Lamayla Meder Hateva, he was released from that village. A village that is very primitive, and there is no Jews lived there, and he wasn't allowed to leave the village anytime. So he was there alone, and the Rebbe's mother came to stay with him till after he was released. In the spring of Tovshin Dalet, 1944, he went to the city of the main city there, Almata, where there was Jewish activity and Jewish people and Chabad Chassidim. When he arrived there, he was very weak and sick from the 5 years of exile. He stayed there for another several months till his passing in Chof of Tovshin Dalet, the 20th day of Av, in the year of 1944. When she came to him, he didn't have there anything, not only not to see any Jewish people, he didn't have even Yiddish Sforim to learn. She brought to him 5 Sforim that she knew he will need the most. He learned so much the Zehar, he was a Mekubel, and the Tanya, a great Chosid, and she also brought him a Tilim. He should be able to say Tilim. When he was in Yekaterinoslav, before he went, he was sent to jail and exile. He would study Chassidus and Kabbalah and write long biurim in Chassidus and Kabbalah and send it to his son, the Rebbe. And the Rebbe used to respond. So there was a correspondence between them in Kabbalah and Chassidus. In later years, the Rebbe in the 70s gave order to prepare it to print and printed the set of Toiras Levi Yitzchok and Likutei Levi Yitzchok. But while he was in exile, he didn't have the ways and means to write the Biurim in Chassidus and Kabbalah. It was a primitive village that they didn't even have pen and paper to write on. When the Rebbetzin came there, she brought to him a set of the Zohar, the 3 volumes of the Zohar, that she knew he is so much into learning it. She brought him a Tanya, that she knew he is so much into learning it, and at the hearing. He used to study the Zohar. And as usual, he would want to write Birurim on the Zohar. He didn't have pen and paper. The Rebbe's mother, knew how to prepare ink from herbs, from grass. She prepared it to him. He was able to write. He didn't have paper, so he would write very short comments on the margin of the pages of the Zohar. When we see the Zohar that is displayed here, we see that the Biurim that he wrote are in different colors, sometimes red, blue, green, black. But it was according to the kinds of herbs and grass that she found that she could make prepare from it ink. The Biurim are written very short language. When they was actually published, the Rebbe used to explain the Biurim in the Verbrengens. And he then said that he didn't have the ability to write Barichas, so he wrote very short, so it needs explanation. And he then mentioned the sacrifice of his mother that went to stay with him and knew how to prepare for him the ink from herbs. Yes. Here we see the three values of the Zohar, each one with a footnote on the margin in his handwriting. And then she brought him the Tehillim. In this Tehillim he used to say Tehillim every day with a lot of crying for his situation, till from his tears the paper became wet. After his passing in Tovshin Dalet in 1944, the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Chana, wrote on the front page of the Tehillim. She's writing in Hebrew. If these pages of the Tehillim would have a mouth to tell us the story, what they saw him for all the years that he was in Chiali. Crying out is hard on saying Tehillim, not from the fact that he didn't have enough food to eat, but from the fact that he was alone, he didn't have choice to learn with them, to speak to them, to be me'erer them in Torah and Mitzvahs and Limud HaTorah. So we have here this Tehillim with her writing on it. We have here the set of the Zohar with his writing on it. From the whole correspondence between the Rebbe and Rebbe Levi Yitzchok and his son the Rebbe in the years prior to the jail and exile, we have one page here to just show how it was. This is what we have the ability to show from the writings of the Rebbe's father, Hagoyen HaChosid HaMekubel, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Schneerson, in the period of his exile in Chiali, Kazakhstan, for 5 years, till he was released and went to Almaty, where he stayed till his passing in Chof of Tovshin Dalet. May his memories be a blessing.